Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video from ASAP Science, and it's called Why Do We Yawn? And a lot of times we yawn because we think we're tired, but this video tells us otherwise. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Much like a computer, your brain works best at a certain temperature and tries to avoid overheating. And it turns out, yawning increases your heart rate, blood flow, and the use of muscles in your face, which are all essential to cooling the brain. On top of that, deeply inhaling cold air can alter the temperature of the blood in our head. Much like a computer, your brain works best at a certain temperature and tries to avoid overheating. And it turns out, yawning increases your heart rate, blood flow, and the use of muscles in your face, which are all essential to cooling the brain. On top of that, deeply inhaling cold air can alter the temperature of the blood in our head. 那首先来看的第一个字呢是 avoid。 avoid呢指的是避免的意思，它的a呢只有发短音，a则音。 Avoid， 那 V O I D 这边有一个 oi 的感觉 ，avoid 是避免。那我们可以说 ，They put in extra efforts to avoid accidents， 他们特别注重了要避免意外的发生。那再来看它有一个形容词呢，叫做 unavoidable。 Unavoidable 呢，指的就是无法避免的，重音也是在 V O I 的地方。那一样 A 是发短音 ，a D A B L E 的 A 呢也是发短音 ，a 的音，那就会发成 unavoidable， 是指无法避免的。那同样的字呢，还有 inevitable， 那这边的 E 呢是发微笑的嘴型 ，a inevitable， 那我们可以说。 Tax and death are both unavoidable issues in our lives. 在我们的生命中呢，这个税啊，还有死亡是两件无法避免的事情。因为最近五月份是不是到了报税的季节？那最近好像是我人生第一次完整的报税，然后觉得非常心痛。不知道大家有在上班人有没有这种感觉呢？那再我们来看的是 yawn. Yawn 呢，就是这个影片的主轴，就是呵欠的意思。不知道大家都说打呵欠还是打哈欠？我好像比较喜欢说是哈欠。 那是 yawn， 它有一个往后，然后嘴巴上下拉开的感觉。yawn， 那它的可以当动词呢，也可以当名词。举例来说呢，大家有没有感觉哈欠会传染这件事情？那我们可以说 I have heard that yawnings are contagious. Contagious 就是指有传染力的。那也可以用在疾病的传播啊，或者是这一种就是可以说是别人的笑声很有传染力，也可以用 contagious 这个字。 再我们来看是 increase，increase 呢指的是增加，它的重音在 cr 的地方，我很常讲这一个字。那它 ea 是发长音 ，e 的音跟它的反义词就是 decrease， 重音则是在 de 的地方，所以一个是 increase， 另外一个是 decrease。OK， 这样有听出重音的差别吗？ 那举例来说呢 ，He has decreased his frequency of exercise after his knee injury. 他膝盖受伤之后呢，便大大减少了他运动的次数。 再我们来看的是 essential 呢，指的是必要的。那我们有时候会用一个句型呢，是说 It is essential that. It is essential that 就是说，哎，这件事情是非常必要的。 For an example, you could say that it is very essential that you are aware of your own rights at all times. 你很重要的事情呢，是你必须无时无刻都了解自己的权益为何。那它的名词呢，则是 essence。 Essence 它的重音跟 essential 非常不一样 ，Essence 的重音在最前面，而且发音是 e， 微笑嘴型 a 的感觉 ，Essence，Essence 则是本质的意思，或者是也可以当做是一个东西的精髓。 举例来说呢 ，I personally think that the essence of tap dance lies within the synchronicity. 这个踢踏舞的精髓呢，就是在于他们每一个人的步伐呢都十分一致。这样子，最后我们要来看的是 inhale 还有 exhale。 例句里面讲到的是 inhale， 那指的就是吸入的意思。那 exhale 则是呼出。那有时候我们会说 take a deep breath， inhale。 And exhale 就是说，哎，你要深呼吸，然后现在吸气，然后再吐气这样子。那有时候我们也会说，就是比如说火灾的其中一个死因呢，最主要是因为呢 ，the victims has inhaled too much smoke and they weren't burnt to death. 也就是说，受害者呢通常是因为吸入过多浓烟，而不是真的被烧死的。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Much like a computer, your brain works best at a certain temperature and tries to avoid overheating. And it turns out, yawning increases your heart rate, blood flow, and the use of muscles in your face, which are all essential to cooling the brain. On top of that, deeply inhaling cold air can alter the temperature of the blood in our head. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!